We want to say hello to all of our people who are listening in. Wherever you are, say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. And I want to thank the panelists who came with us today. Let's introduce ourselves. This is Doris. And next we have...
This is Josh. Glad to be back.
I'm Linda.
And Katie.
Katie. And we were all here yesterday, weren't we?
Yeah.
And this is a very interesting subject. Katie, what did you think of this subject we're talking about on pages 28 and 29, giving a helping hand? Do you think it was interesting?
Yeah, really interesting. Yeah,
what was interesting about it to you? It was kind of inspiring, right?
Yeah. I think what most interested me was that two people working together, that they felt warmth and that they were enabled to do something that they would not otherwise have been able to do.
That's
and
true.
Even for the engineer student.
Right. Know. To think of two people, one's 12 years old and one is in university engineering, and one's in music and one's in engineering. Doesn't seem like those two people would work well together, but in this case, they really did, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more about that.
Because they had a common goal.
And, what I found interesting was that this was a student project. It's for, you know, his degree, but it was more than that to him. It became a passion. It became something in which he could actually help someone, and he could see it with his own eyes that he was helping this little girl. So it wasn't just something in theory that maybe in the future it could help, but he was actually helping her right there and then.
Right, and you know, it really does make us feel better when we help others. Like we say, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And when we help others, it's happier than just trying to do things for yourself all the time. But he became very passionate about mm-hmm. this. What did you find interesting about yesterday's lesson, Joshua?
Well, I found it very inspiring, the entire story. But what I found particularly inspiring is that there's a beautiful story of this 12-year-old girl who has decided that even though she doesn't have a hand, that it's not going to stop her from learning how to play an instrument. And because of that, she ran into this wonderful opportunity to really get over the fact that she doesn't have a hand and be able to excel at playing an instrument, which I think I can take a lot of lessons from, actually.
I think the lesson is very good. One thing I noticed about this professor, the one that had his student do that, and he's from the Northern Illinois University. Now, we often talk about people going to certain schools, and the schools have famous names, but a name, I don't care if it's Yale or Harvard or what it is, mm-hmm. it's not the name of the school, it's the professors that are there. Mm-hmm. So some people will like the certain professor, and they'll go to another school, and they'll go there. So the school itself is only as good as the professors, isn't that right? The professors really make that school good,
that's
not
true.
Just the institution's name. We have
that's
to remember
true.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just go to a place because it's famous, but you go because of the people. If you're an engineering student, I think you would really like to be under this professor's scale morale, wouldn't you?
Right.
Sounds pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're going to find out more about it today. We learned some good terms, too. We learned to jump on board. And so you get jump on board with us right now. In the mm-hmm. lesson, ready?
Yes.
Are you ready to go?
And we're ready to go.
And we're going to find out a little bit more about the big picture of this whole story. First, I'd like to ask you, what is a big picture?
Usually, something we say, you want to get a little distance from the subject that you're looking at so you can see a bigger view or the entire thing instead of just one small part of it.
Right. You know, sometimes we look at things just closely that happens in our neighborhood or something, but we need to see what's happening in the whole country, what's happening in the whole world.
Sure.
That's why advanced culture, a window on the world. We try to give you a big picture of what's going on all over the world, not just your own location, right?
Right.
And a broader view or the big picture, let's find out what they mean about that as we start to read today. We're reading on page 29, and we're going to read the first section through line 11.
The big picture. But this is not just about helping a young girl play better music. Tayo plans to share the improvements he's made with eNable, a global network of volunteer designers who freely share 3D plans for prosthetic hands, so others can benefit. When I started in engineering, I figured I'd just get my degree and get a job, said Tayo, whose father, Temetok Tayo is Deputy Director of Nuclear Engineering at Argonne National Laboratory. And even though he's still all about finding solutions, he insisted this project with Sarah changed him.
So it tells us at the beginning here that what this is not about. It's not just about, here's a nice story of a young man helping a lady. It's more than that. What is it?
He wants to share this with the world. He wants it to benefit more than just Sarah. He wants it to benefit other individuals who don't have a hand.
You know, there's some things that most of us don't think about in the jobs and things that we do. There is a global network of volunteer designers who share 3D plans for prosthetic hands. I never thought of that. I didn't even realize there was such a thing. Did you?
No, and they share it for free, too.
I know it. Isn't that something?
This is an amazing thing because we now live in a time when there are a lot of people who are missing limbs for various reasons, be it birth defects or accidents. But many of them live in areas where they're fairly poor, and it's very difficult for them to get access to artificial limbs. But one of the things that this can really help then, as long as they have someone in the area that can help them with a 3D printer, which is much less expensive than manufacturing has been in the past, then
That's
they're
true.
Able to get the limbs that they need to be able to live a normal life.
Right. And this particular community, the eNable community, they focus on making designs that will cost the person $50 or less for a hand.
Wow.
They can find
wow.
someplace that,
that
will print
oh
it for.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, a lot of people, you know, have lost their hands when they go out and where there's battlefields and they blow up these bombs that have been put there and their hands get
landmines, right? That's
yeah.
really, it's a huge problem.
Right. But just think of that. And it's good that they have these volunteers. And they help. $50 is, you know, you'd think it would be thousands of dollars, but they're doing it to help the people. So that's another good thing we learned in this lesson, isn't it?
Right.
How
and it's not just designers like they mentioned here, but it's, well, engineers and artists and students and occupational therapists, teachers, philanthropists, they all contribute to this to make it possible.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
It really is wonderful.
That's what we need to do, is to help each other more. Well, this young man who helped her, Taiwo, he when he started, he was just doing this as a project, and he just thought, well, I'll just get my degree and get a job. You know, I'm learning engineering, and that's it. But he found out that he got more involved emotionally after he got into this project, didn't he?
It's very true. So obviously he here is kind of following in his father's footsteps a little bit. His father is also an engineer, but a nuclear engineer, so a different type of engineering. And so that's the thing that he was like, well, I'll go into engineering like my dad did, get a job. But he's discovered through this project that an engineer can really be a force in order to really help a lot of people, which is really attractive to him.
And he found out something by doing this project. It changed him. How did it change him, do you think? How did this project actually change him? What do you think?
I think he saw the importance of the work that he can do, that he can actually benefit another person's life.
Right, and he became more interested in the result of the person instead of just another engineering job, didn't he?
Right.
And that people matter, right?
Right. Right.
So this is a good article that reminds us that we do things not just so, oh, we can make more money now because we did that.
Right.
But we do it so we can help people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very important thing to do a lot of different jobs for.
It's true.
Not just so we can be more famous or make more money, but it can make the world a better place. That's very worthwhile, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? That's what we call our jadzukwan, our value system, right? And that's what he learned through this, which was a very important thing. And the earlier you learn that in life, the better, right?
Yes.
Gives your life much more of a sense of meaning and purpose. And I think meaning and purpose is all something that we really need in order to be happy and feel like we're not content, but really a positive force on the world around
That's
us.
That's true. And Taiwo now is still a student, but he wants to do something when he graduates. Let's find out more about that. Let's read the next section on page 29, the second column, the second part of the first column, starting in line 12.
Taiwo not only wants to work in 3D printing when he graduates, his plans are to work with people on designs that make a solid contribution to the world. And that's music to the ears of NIU Provost Lisa Freeman, who says the university prides itself on the sort of hands-on learning that is at the heart of this feel-good story. That's particularly important because NIU is home to so many students in underserved communities, she added, making it critical they see the opportunities available to them and the impact of what they are learning, so they feel as if they fit into the university environment. In the College of Engineering, for example, students need to see it's not just about bridges, but also about people, said Freeman.
So this has changed a lot of the way that he feels. It changed him a lot. And he not only wants to work in the 3D printing, but he wants to do something else. What else does he plan to work on, does it say?
He wants to make a contribution to the world.
Right.
So his engineering now becomes a tool for him to do that.
He wants to make designs, and he wants to make what he calls solid contributions. I think that means more like worthwhile, not just doing it for some of the money, but he wants to do something worthwhile.
Sure.
That's changed him a lot. Well, how did the school feel about it?
Well, here they say that is music to the ears of the NIU provost, right? So when we say something is music to our ears, we don't necessarily mean that it sounds good by playing music or something like that, but we mean that it really speaks to our heart and we're all for it.
We're very happy to hear that. It makes us feel happy that he wants to do that. She said, I'm really pleased. And the provost is one of the directors there at the school, right?
Yeah, provost is usually like basically like the second in command or very like a top official in a university.
Running a lot of stuff at the school.
Exactly.
She says, that's what we want our school to pride itself on, because we want our school to really have more hands-on learning, not just book learning. Now, what do you think about hands-on learning? Do you think that's important in our education, or should we just sit there and read books?
No, it's essential that we have practical hands-on learning, because that's how you really learn.
It's very important, and they want the school to have this. And that's the heart of this, what they call a feel-good story. What's another word we could say for feel-good story?
Warm and fuzzy.
Warm and fuzzy. Touching, moving,
uplifting.
Uplifting, that's another good one too.
Mm-hmm. So that's what she said. This is why this is such a good story. That's the heart of it. That's what it's all about, is that people really want to make the world a better place, and they can do something while they're in school, not just study. They can have hands-on. They can learn while they do things. And that's what a lot of schools want to do, and it seems like this school has a desire to do that.
Right. It sounds like that the university is really like a type of university that wants to move education of students forward by really getting them a chance in order to, you know, another thing we say besides hands-on is like getting your hands dirty, which means really getting your hands into something and actually doing it as opposed to just learning about it.
Well, they said it's very important at that school. What's the name of the school?
Northern Illinois University.
And
exactly.
They talk about the area. They said what kind of students are there in that community? What kind of people live there?
Well, there are many students in underserved communities.
What are underserved communities?
It's referring to communities that don't have as many privileges, or they don't have the services that
many jobs and stuff kind of
that others
poorer
do.
Communities,
right? So poor communities,
right? Or wouldn't have maybe as much access to, say, like good public schools, for example, or other services that might be provided by the government.
So it says it makes it critical, means it makes it really very important that they see these opportunities, and then they know the importance or the impact of what they're learning, so that they feel that they fit in to this university environment. So how does this make you feel about that school? They're trying to do a good job, aren't they?
Yeah, and really to say that, you know, that you're seeing the impact of what you're learning about can have, like, a positive force. So when we say that something has impact on something else, it means that it's touching it in a certain way. And here, that what they're learning at the university can really have a positive effect on bring it home to those underserved communities.
Well, Lisa Freeman said something else about it. What did she say in her comment there about this? She said, what, the College of Engineering is what people usually go there to study, how to build bridges and buildings. What did she say about that?
She said it's not just about bridges, but also about people. So instead of building bridges out of materials, they can build bridges with people's relationships.
Right. We often think about building bridges as making friends and contacts with other people, but actual bridges have to have engineers build them.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's part of it. It's kind of a mechanical job. It has nothing to do with people or feelings, right?
Not really. It has, so an engineer studies different materials and the scientific properties, right? And
yeah.
It's all very mathematical, and all the columns are supposed to line up in the same area, which is not usually the way that it always works when you're talking about people.
No.
And so it's a little bit odd to be saying that the College of Engineering is also about people as well as building bridges, but I really take to heart the comment that she has here.
So that's what they hope for in school. And then we have one more paragraph to read. Let's read the last paragraph.
A personal note. This prosthetic, Sarah insists, has not only boosted her confidence as a violinist, it's also made her want to pursue a future in engineering so she can make the world a better place. And while Sarah is grateful for the difference it has made in her ability to make beautiful music, she insisted on adding one more important note. It wasn't so much whether it would be a success, she said with a shy smile, but the thought behind it that made this so great.
So the nice thing about this last paragraph here is that we start off with a personal note. So a personal note is usually what we refer to when somebody is speaking from their heart about something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the big part of this story is this young girl. And it's nice here because we get a little note from her about how this has all affected her as a person.
Right. We just found out how it affected him in a way. Now we're finding out about Sarah, because it boosts her confidence, for one thing. She feels now that she can get that perfect pitch that she wants,
right?
And she can really be a good violinist. And what else has it made her do? It's interesting.
Well, I think she saw the help that she was able to get, and she really wanted to return it to someone else. And she thought that she might pursue a future in engineering as well.
That's pretty interesting, a violinist saying, well, because of that, no, I'm interested in engineering. So he was interested in her, and she was interested in him. So it's a little of exchange there.
Mm-hmm.
She could see where that helped. I know we all have help with different departments. Maybe you're an artist, and then you realize that you need the IT department to help you put your stuff online. So you get interested in IT because you're an artist and you have to do it together. And this is the way the world works nowadays. We don't just do everything by ourselves. We have to all, one thing leads to helping another, doesn't it? It's
mm-hmm.
quite different nowadays,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And everything is very connected,
alone.
Right? Nothing stands alone.
It's true. And so she just thought, well, you know, that would be good because it makes her music better. And she added on one more important note. I like this note here because notes, we think of music notes. We're talking about music. But here it doesn't mean a music note. It just means one more thought, doesn't it?
At
the end. What's her last thought there?
Well, she says it wasn't so much whether it would be a success, but the thought behind it that made it so great. So it wasn't about succeeding to, you know, have a better prosthetic, but it's the effort that went into it.
Right. So she said it wasn't whether it was going to be successful, but she said it was the thought behind it. Now, what do you think the thought behind it really was? She says the thought behind it. What's the thought behind it? Do you know?
He really cared about her and wanted her to be able to play like anyone born with two hands.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the fact is that somebody cares enough to try to help you, that's just as important. Maybe they couldn't even do it, but they tried, and that was important. So I think it's important for us when we see people trying to help us, to be thankful for what they're trying to do, no matter how successful it is, don't you?
I do, and I think it's also really important.